seriously on Ugly Betty.
Oh, my God.
Nepotistic son of a bitch gives my job to his...
His son. Who do you work for?
I'm your new assistant.
He made Daniel hire you because he didn't want his son to be tempted to sleep with his assistants anymore.
I'm in love with someone else.
Gina Gambaro?
You broke my plasma!
I'm very unhappy.
It's a setback, but it's just a matter of time. Once he's out of the picture, the company will be ours for the taking.
Me when I graduated from Queens College.
One of America's best value colleges.
Yep, yep, that's the one. It's sort of a good luck charm, seeing as I am doing what I've always wanted to, magazine publishing.
Well, kudos, and I certainly applaud your efforts at personalizing your desk. So different, so you.
Mark!
I have to go.
Oh, it was an amazing night for me, too. Listen, I gotta get back to work. I will call you very, very soon, okay? All right. No idea who that was.
Good morning, Daniel. Can I get you some coffee?
Actually, I was wondering if you had a chance to look at page 6 today.
Nope.
Daniel Mead's assistant confirms he was wearing a Dior suit, Gucci tie, and Magini shoes.
Yeah, that's what you wore, isn't it?
The Maginis are a problem.
But you said that they're the most comfortable shoes you own.
No, they are. Unfortunately, there's a whole sweatshop thing with them, Cambodian kids, forced labor, I don't know. Point is, it's best if people don't know I wear their shoes.
Okay.
Listen, Betty, the press, people in this business, they have a way of taking the truth, twisting it around. We always got to protect ourselves. Twist it around ourselves if we need to.
I got it.
Oh, hey, look. I got that Natalie Wittman meeting in a few minutes.
Wow, she's my favorite. I love those Jenna Fletcher movies and her catchphrase, "You do the math." You know she gains 30 pounds every single time she does that role?
Yeah, and apparently she hasn't lost any of it.
Do you want in on that meeting?
Me? Wow, yes, yeah, that's amazing. Thank you, Daniel.
Remember, you and me were a team. And I will take that coffee now, black. Extra sugar, thanks.
Has Wilhelmina Slater, Mode creative director, got over her humiliation of being passed over for the boss's son? That's the question on everyone's lips after the recent regime change when Daniel Mead, sweaty scion of parent company Mead Publications, was named new editor-in-chief. Now, Daniel took over after the hot, hot death of former editor Faye Summers in a fiery car crash. The world is still in mourning after the fur-loving fashion martyr lost control of her vehicle after being chased by angry animal rights activists.
You wanted to see me?
Just checking in.
Yeah, no, everything's going terrific. First issue goes to press tomorrow. Natalie Wittman, the star of the Jenna Fletcher movies, is our featured layout. So.
You do the math.
Yeah, that's right.
Good. Daniel, I don't need to remind you of the importance of succeeding here. Mode is a stepping stone for you, but a significant one. You do well, eventually you'll end up sitting where I am, running the company. Have you been getting the book?
The book? What book are you referring to exactly?
Editor-in-Chief for Dummies. The book, Daniel. The book. The mock-up of the entire magazine. Each department submits their section throughout the day. Photo, style, advertising, all of Mode's secrets. The person in charge of the magazine takes it home overnight and gives their notes. The person who controls the book controls the magazine.
Thank you, Edgar.
You're very welcome, Miss Slater. Which is why, if you're ever going to succeed here and hopefully be sitting where I am someday, you have to control it. The book is your responsibility.
And right here, we're going to smooth out all of the chin fat.
Good, good. Tighten that, Quinnum.
Lean out the arm flat.
Downsize your tips about 15%.
At least.
In this area right over here, my breasts lift them up a notch.
Stag be gone. It's gonna be great. You are going to look amazing.
Okay, I didn't think the pictures looked too bad. I thought that I looked, I don't know,
normal. Yes, Natalie, you're absolutely right. You look normal. Wonderfully so. And if this were any other magazine, that would be fine. But this is Mode. And we are not about normal. We are about aspirational. So why not, with the help of modern technology, give yourself the opportunity to look as stunning as you possibly could?
You. Me?
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, well, I think you look great.
Natalie, as editor-in-chief, I say, why not take something that's hot and make it super hot?
It's a tray good career move. And remember, we're still trying to land you $2 million baby.
Okay, I guess you guys are the experts. I'll let you do your magic.
Okay, it's going to be fabulous.
Listen, the features people want to finish your interview.
Print out the finished version, put it in the book. Mm-hmm. And by the way, why have you yet to see any sort of concept on that Beyonce Pyromania spread we talked about?
Oh, I'll get right to it.
I'd love to see that as well.
Yeah, sure.
Wilhelmina, you have a minute?
For you, Daniel, I have two.
I'm editor-in-chief. I should be receiving the book at the end of each day.
Well, with all your responsibility, do you really think you have the time? Take my advice. Focus on the big picture. Don't be afraid to delegate. That's what I'm here for.
Well, I mean, certain things fall under my purview. The book is one of them. So, from now on, I'm going to start receiving the book every night.
As you wish.
That was strong in there. Very editorial.
Oh, the book is my responsibility. It's way too important. You know that scene in the movies when the guy's on the plane and he's handcuffed to the briefcase?
You want to handcuff yourself to the book?
No, it's a metaphor. By the way, the next time you find yourself on the spot like you did in there with Natalie, you just gotta kind of go with the vibe in the room.
Even if I don't agree?
If it's the best thing for the magazine, definitely. You know what? I left my PDA in the conference room. Can you grab that for me?
Sure. Has anyone seen my bunny? It's, pink, green tummy, graduation cap.
Dare he embarrass me like that in front of everyone?
The whole jar of mayonnaise is clearly making a power play.
Well, if that's what he wants.
What are you thinking?
We give him the book. Leave the unretouched Natalie Whitman photos in there. He signs off. It goes to print. Enraged publicists. Celebrities canceling their layouts.
Mode in chaos, and you'll be the only guiding light left to lead the magazine out. Uber clever.
Thank you. Oh, Mark, get that arch. Oh.
Damn good. Hook me up, girl.
Ooh.
I'm a vegan.
Carnivore here, through and through.
Mmm.
So,
tell me, what exactly were they retouching on Ms. You Do the Math?
Everything. Oh, I never even realized how much they do to these people. The chin, the butt, the hips, the teeth.
Oh, you don't even know. They ever got their hands on me, I look like a pre-crack Whitney.
I never even got to tell her what I really thought, which was that she looked great the way she was.
That's the business we're working in. Perfection sells fashion. It's all fake and unattainable, but nobody seems to get it.
I get it.
Really? What, would you buy a magazine if I was on the cover?
Yeah. National Geographic.
I would buy any magazine that you were on the cover of, Christina.
Are you trying to suffocate us with that putrid smell?
Oh, they're empanadas.
They're disgusting.
Oh, my God. There's nothing here except non-caloric space food, and I am starving. Can I have one of those, please?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, I might as well eat the whole thing because they're going to make me look like Nicole Richie anyway.
So, what do you guys think of the latest Jenna Fletcher movie? And you can be honest, because I'm not one of those actresses with some huge ego.
Oh, it's really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, how do you guys put up with working here?
Funny thing, being on the other side, everyone believing you've perished.
We have to assume Bradford was behind a fiery car crash, but where do we get the evidence?
We have to find a way to get it out of him.
Then he goes to jail and we take over the company. And simultaneously, we need to get Daniel out of Moe. We can't have him waiting in the wings to take over. Hopefully I'm making strides in that direction.
So the question is, how do we get to Bradford?
Well, I can't confront him directly. He'll just find me.
Then we use Daniel.
I didn't know he spoke German.
I don't. Just on the newspaper.
Sounds something you should be aware of.
Straight sail for Faye Summers. I can never just be rid of this woman.
Who knew you hated Faye Summers that much?
He said I hated her.
Anyway, I was thinking I'd break into the place today, go through, see if there's anything incriminating.
I'll do it. I have a key. Besides, you don't know what's really incriminating.
What's wrong, Pumpkin?
Nothing. Oh, wow. The book. I'll give it to him.
No, no.
It's too important. I give it to him directly.
Go. Wilhelmina's notes are already inside. She said pay close attention to the fanny pack article. She's not sure we're hitting the emotional arc just yet.
Thank you.
Toodles.
So, Wilhelmina's office gave me two tickets to Pagliacci at the Met. Boring as all hell, but there is a little alcove on the second floor where we can do all sorts of naughty things and never get caught.
Just gonna wait till the morning.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
Do you need me to do anything else?
I'll just keep working. A little overtime and you can afford Invisalign. Daniel, it's me. I'm in your office, and I saw that you left the book out. I don't know if I should just leave it here. Or not. I guess I'll just take the book home for safekeeping, and I'll bring it back tomorrow morning. Okay, bye. She was so nice. She sat there and talked to us like forever.
What was her name again?
Natalie Whitman.
Never heard of her.
Hello? From the Jenna Fletcher movies. Eugene the Mat.
Well, Dad, she did have some of your empanadas, and she said they were great.
Really? Well, the woman has good taste.
Here. What's that? It's the mock-up for the next issue of Mode.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
you have the book.
Wait, Justin, how do you even know what the book is?
I saw Prada like 7 times. So how did you get it?
Well, my boss was rushing out of the office, and he forgot it, and I didn't want to just leave it there, so...
Hey, look, your name on the masthead.
Really?
Well, sort of. They spelled it Betsy Suarez.
Oh.
Aye! What a day. No matter how many times I explain it, no one has a freaking clue what an anti-accident is.
Look what I found at the door.
Wow. 9-volt batteries. Prince Charming's really going the extra mile.
Hey, Mama, you gotta be a little bit more forgiving, okay? Walter cares for you.
Well, he should have thought about that before he left me. Virginia Gambara.
Listen to me. That poor thing, you didn't stand a chance. That girl is predatory.
Is that why they call her Gina Hyena?
Exactly. What's this?
It's a mock-up of the magazine where Betty works. That's all nice, but what's the problem having some Latinas somewhere in here, huh? You gotta give these things a little flavor, you know? I'm gonna get some dulce leche.
Ew! Natalie Whitman is still fat?
Oh, wow! Daniel didn't swap out the unretouched photos. He's gonna put her in as she really is.
That's awful.
Justin, that's great!
Oh, I bet you that's Walter.
Hi, Betty. Be nice.
Where the hell's my $1,000?
What are you talking about?
You broke my flat screen?
Gina, I did not break
it. Listen, you barged into my house like a little Mexican banshee and slammed my door. Things smashed right on the floor because of you.
Well, maybe if you stayed away from what wasn't yours.
Oh, are you still hung up over that? Look, I want my money or a comparably priced 50-inch plasma installed.
Bitch, out my house.
Oh, no, you did not.
Oh, yes, I did.
Please be careful with the book. Gina, leave. Fine. Have it your way. But remember, Betty, I'm a bad seed. I did a year in juvie.
I'm gonna whoop that girl's ass.
Did I miss something on the telenovela? I don't want us to have a dog.
Have you guys seen the book?
What book?
The book, Dad. The Mode book. I came downstairs and it was gone.
You lost it?
No, I didn't lose it. It's just in a place that I don't know about. It's gotta be here somewhere. If I show up to work without that book, the entire layout for the magazine, Daniel's first issue, it's gone and it goes to print tonight.
Come on, people lose things. I'm backed up by computers. It can't be that big a deal.
What is going on?
She lost the book.
I'll go check the living room.
Make you some eggs.
Dad! What is food gonna do for me right now?
It's a crisis. I cook.
What's lit under the door?
your precious book. Maybe if I had a new flat-screen TV, I'd have something better to do with my nights than break into people's homes. Gina!
Justin, put your headphones on.
That bitch!
Oh, my God!
If that shower head could pay my bills, I would marry it.
We're gonna be late.
Not that late. Do you like it when I bite your ear?
Damn it.
Oh, I guess not.
I gotta call Betty.
Okay, buzzkill.
She took the book home to her house last night.
To Queens? Ew.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Daniel Mead for Betty.
I have to tell him what happened. Justin, headphones. You do not tell this man the truth, you lie, we will get that book back, I promise you. Hi, Daniel.
I just got your message, you took the book home.
Yeah, I didn't know where to leave it.
Betty, you're an assistant, you never ever take that book out of the office.
What, did she need it to fix a wobbly leg under her coffee table?
Listen, nothing spilled on it, right? There's no rips, tears, anything?
No, nothing like that.
Fire her right now. I would be such a better assistant.
You go get dressed.
Okay, but I'm telling you, you're gonna get it back and there's gonna be chimichurro sauce all over it.
Listen, Betty, I know it was an honest mistake. You have it. It's safe. So that's all that's important.
Yeah, it's totally safe. I'm looking at the layout of Natalie Whitman right now. And by the way, I think it's very brave and impressive that you use the original photos.
What original photos?
You know, the unretouched pictures of Natalie.
I never approved that. Wait, are there unretouched photos in that book?
Yeah, I thought you had approved them.
Look, if those photos ever got out, it'd be disastrous, Betty. All right, we're okay. Betty, do not let that book out of your sight. I'm sending a car over to pick you up right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm holding it. Bye. I am in big trouble.
What?
Look, they just told me that Gina Gambaro stole your book. Give me the phone. I'm calling your parents.
Dad, I'm not six. She's right. I'll handle this. I'm gonna show that skank a whole new use for her curling iron.
Hilda, don't! I don't need you guys to fight my battles. I can handle this. I'm an adult. Please, Gina, please!
Look, I have something you want, and you have something I want. Give me my $4,000 so I can get a new TV, and you get your book back.
I don't have $4,000!
Then I probably won't take a check.
Gina, this is my job. You cannot do this to me.
Oh, look at that. I accidentally tore a
piece. No. Don't do that. Don't do that, Gina.
Maybe you learned a little lesson here. No one screws with Gina Gambaro.
And maybe you learned a little lesson. Gina Gambaro should always latch a back door.
Get out of my house.
I would call the police so fast. This is trespass.
Oh, what do you call breaking into our house last night? She replaces my TV and she gets her stupid book back.
Okay, I am only going to ask you one time. Where is it?
I don't seem to remember.
Well, maybe pulling that weave out of your head will jog your memory. Ow! It's right here.
Hilda, just stop! Stop! The car is here. It's no use.
Ow! Ow!
Look, I need to go to the office and deal with this.
You're paying for this.
Well, guess we owe you $4,000. And 50 cents.
Hold the elevator. Hold it.
That was close. You get a chance to look up the book yet? You know, we really can't proceed until you sign off when we do go to press by 6 o'clock tonight.
I was just getting my notes together. I'll be ready for our meeting at 10.
What'd you think overall?
Looks pretty good. Except for the unretouched photos of Natalie Whitman.
Unretouched photos?
Yeah, somehow they made it into the mock-up. Lucky I caught that, huh? Could have been a big one. Actually, surprised you missed it.
Well, I...
Don't sweat it. You're probably just reaching that age when you have to start worrying about glasses. Happens to everyone.
You're gonna have to slow down. I can't understand what you're saying. No, what exactly is a Gina Gambaro?
My neighbor. She's the one who has the book and she's holding it ransom.
The book? The book with the unretouched photographs of Natalie? Dear.
This is bad, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't count on employee of the month.
Christina, everything up until this point has been a big lie. I didn't get the job because I was qualified. I got the job because Bradford Mead didn't want his son to be tempted to sleep with his assistant.
And you have more than proven yourself.
It doesn't matter.
I keep getting told that I have to twist the truth to fit in, and maybe I just don't belong at Mode. And my bunny is paying the price for it.
Your bunny? Listen, sweetheart, there's an awful lot of information coming out of your mouth right now, and to be honest, I can't really make any sense of it.
Look, I just need to come clean to Daniel. Tell him the truth.
Well, the truth might get you fired.
Well, I need to do it. Bye, Christina.
There's hardly any traffic on the bridge, miss. You should be there in no time.
Great. This must be my lucky day.
This must be my lucky day.
Vampira told me to let you know they're still waiting on your notes from the book.
Just tell them I'm still going over it. I ran out of post-its, okay? Yeah. Oh, and call Betty again. Find out where the hell she... Okay. Not seeing the book in your hands. Why is that?
Because Gina Gambaro has it.
Gambaro. Is that a new designer? Or?
No, it's an old slut. She broke into my house and she took it and now she's holding it ransom.
Wait, you told me you had the book. You said you were looking at it.
Yeah, I lied. Or I twisted the truth to try to buy some time and fix it.
Betty, you don't lie to me, ever. We're on the same team. I mean, we cannot afford to have those unretouched Natalie proofs out there in any way, shape, or form. And I cannot tell you how royally screwed she and this entire magazine could be.
What? Because there's pictures of what she actually looks like?
Exactly. How much does this Gina want?
$4,000. Daniel, I will pay you back with interest, or you can take it out of my check for the next 5 years. I'm so sorry.
Okay, stop. We're going to deal with this later. Get my checkbook out of my top drawer and meet me downstairs. We're going to Queens.
Daniel, they're all waiting for you.
All right.
Well, it looks like our 10 o'clock meeting is finally beginning. We're all very excited to hear your thoughts on the book, Daniel. Where is the book, anyway?
Oh, it's back there, my office. I see it.
Well, don't you need it to go through your notes with us?
Actually, I just came in to tell you all, I think you did a great job on this issue, and I don't really have any notes. So.
Well, I do. You mind if I get it back so I can go through mine?
You want the book back.
If it's not a problem.
Actually, I might want to take one more look at it just to make sure everything's perfect, you know? So why don't we meet back here in, say, 3 hours? It's great to see everyone. Jeff, how's the wife?
We're separating.
Great to hear it.
Our fearless leader.
Break me that easily, you're wrong. You can take my bunny.
You can't take my spirit.
Hello there.
You have something that belongs to me.
Oh, you.
I want that book. I have your money.
Well,
what are you doing here?
I'm working. What are you doing here?
Where'd you get the TV?
You guys are a little late. Someone else found out about the book. Who knew this thing was like the freaking Dead Sea Scrolls? Anyway, they came by earlier and gave me enough money for a new flat screen.
LCD. Even better than plasma.
Oh my God.
Someone else has the book?
Let's tap, big sunglasses, knew all about the book. Of course, if I'd have known it was you, I would have held out.
I swear this is purely a professional visit. There's nothing between us anymore. We're not even friends. I don't even like her.
Walter, I don't care.
You don't?
No.
Did you get my gift?
The batteries? Yeah, thanks. They'll really come in handy during hurricane season.
No. Don't you remember when we first started dating and you stopped by Probi? I was doing shipping and receiving. I unboxed the 9 volts. The first time we kissed. And you said, careful.
Careful, we're gonna cause a spark. Yeah.
Hey there. What's up? Need to talk. I need to figure out who did this, how they found out, and stop them before it's too late.
I know, Daniel. I'm so sorry. You know about the rumors are flying around town that horrifying, unretouched photographs of Natalie Whitman still carrying her Jenna Fletcher weight like an albatross have been lost by Mood magazine. Now, if and when they turn up, we will immediately broadcast them right here on Fashion TV. Remember, we only make others feel bad to make you feel good.
I have no idea how this happened. The book was not in my possession at the time. Absolutely, I understand the severity of this, though I think it'll just be Daniel at the meeting. He is, after all, the editor-in-chief and the man in charge. Yes.
How was Queens?
Like the lost city of Hoochieville.
This Gina Gambaro didn't miss a beat. Jumped right for the money. Poor unemployed thing just couldn't bear missing another episode of Tyra.
Good work, darling.
So, you're leaking the pictures?
Of course not. Just the rumor that they're there. There'll be a great deal of sweating and hand-wringing. Bradford will realize once and for all what an adult his son is.
Then we swoop in with the missing proofs and make ourselves... make you the hero.
Where to, Mr. Mead?
Let me just drive around for a little bit. You know, I could say I was mugged. I could get my golf club. You could hit me across the face, break my nose.
Daniel, there are a lot of things I'm willing to do for this job. That is not one of them. Plus, how are you going to explain being in Queens anyway?
Betty, my father could fire me over this. Maybe I should just have him take me to JFK, get a one-way ticket to Paris. No, Rio. It's cheaper. Women are much hotter. I can get a little place in Ipanema.
And then what?
I don't know. Drink? Party? As long as I escape the pressure of trying to be something I'm clearly not.
Daniel, if I can suggest, instead of trying to escape this or spin it, why don't you just tell the truth? Or you can just blame me. I don't mind being your fall girl, guy, person, whatever. If you could just twist the truth one last time and give me a good recommendation, I'd really appreciate it.
Driver. Take us back to the Mead building.
This is an atrocity. I don't even know how to spin this. This is bad. This is Mel Gibson bad.
We are so incredibly sorry.
You know, sorry is not going to cut it. Those pictures appear on the internet, on television. Our PR firm will never allow any of our clients anywhere near your magazine.
How did this happen?
Well,
It's complicated. They were in my office's possession at the time.
What do you intend to do about it?
Well, we have people out there searching. We're making phone calls. We're doing everything we possibly can.
What does that mean?
You put a sock in already? What's he gonna do? Dispatch a commando unit for pictures? Just calm down.
Just trying to protect you.
Then come up with a solution.
I am trying to come up with a solution. Do you know how this could hurt your career if these pictures got out there? No one wants to hire a fatty. What's this gonna publicize? The fact that you can't lose any weight? Maybe no transparency.
You know how in the samurai movies they'd rather kill themselves than be captured or defeated?
Ritual suicide. It's called seppuku.
Like the beer? Anyway, this whole situation with you taking the book to Queens reminded me of that. And I figured, rather than live with the shame of the screw-up and probably end up getting fired anyway, wouldn't you rather just quit? Seppuku, Betty.
You know what? You really do belong here more than I do. And I truly hope that you get everything you deserve.
Aw, thank you.
Bye.
Can you hold the elevator, please?
Hey, Empanada Girl. Betty, right?
Yeah.
God, what happened to that bunny? It looks like it was stuck in a blender.
It probably was. Had a tough couple of days.
So you're moving offices?
Actually, I'm quitting. But I'm probably fired anyway, so...
What? Why?
Look, the whole business with the book and the photos, it's my fault. Not Daniel's and not Moe's. I was taking care of the book when it was stolen. It's just a lowly assisted screw-up, and I don't want it to reflect badly on anyone else, and I'm really sorry for any pain or embarrassment or hurt that it might cause you, but for what it's worth, I really did think that those unretouched photos were beautiful. And the truth is, I'd kill to look like you.
My fault, no one else's. The book was my responsibility and I left it out of my possession. I was careless, stupid, and I know what you're thinking.
No, I'm thinking, for once my son is actually being honest with me.
He's in a meeting.
I need to speak to him right away.
I tried to stop her.
Look, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I need to speak to you.
Okay.
First, you can't fire that wonderful assistant of yours.
Oh, yes, he can.
She inspired me to come up with a solution to fix this whole problem.
Get me Bradford.
Dollar one.
Bradford, good news. The book and the proof turned up.
Well, my people were on a manhunt and,
Well, what do you mean it doesn't matter? On fashion TV.
What? TV. In a stunning new twist in today's major fashionistic drama, Natalie Whitman has decided to preempt any embarrassment her missing photographs may have caused by allowing Mode magazine to reveal the real her and publish the pictures completely unretouched.
I just want to put a spotlight on the hypocrisy of this business, which seems intent on making any normal human being feel like an outcast.
Does this audacious move by recently installed editor Daniel Mead mark the beginning of a newer, nicer Mode? God help us all.
Great news, isn't it?
Wonderful.
So it turned out.
Anonymously dropped off at the front desk.
Lucky thing.
Indeed. I'll make sure it's never out of my sight again.
Please do that. Good night, Daniel.
Good night.
Good night, Wilhelmina.
Night. Bastard.
Well, I've done the best I can with it, but to be honest, I think it's screwed.
Well, thank you, Christina. Do you have them?
I do. Here we are.
Thank you.
Bought myself another day so I can honestly go through this. You know what? Come here. Take a look at this.
Betty Suarez, executive assistant. You found the error?
It's my job.
Oh, so these are American-made, non-sweatshop, and I promise you they're as comfortable as the Maginis.
Thank you, Betty, really. You know, I'm actually, you can go home. I'm going to be here a little while.
Okay. Good night. Bye, Amanda. And though my bunny and I are a little worse for wear, we're here, and we're staying. And it's going to take a hell of a lot more to get rid of either one of us. Good night. Whatever. I'm still prettier.
This is Daniel.
It's amazing how little we can know about the people we love. Your father, for instance.
What? Who is this?
He's a man of many, many secrets, Daniel.
Dig a little deeper, and you may find he's capable of practically anything.